This is the Meanwhile Podcast. I am Kelvette, and I am here with Erinette, Lynette,
hey,
Tiffany.
Woo-woo.
All right, so I do have a question. Is it okay if I put your at your Instagram, so when people go to the page, they can see your Instagram, or no? You can say
that's
yes.
Fine. Me.
You say, okay.
That's fine.
Okay. All right.
So, mine is Be Lynn Beautiful.
There you go. Be Lynn Beautiful. And it's your girl, TB. And Erinette is?
NetNet876.
All right. I'm going to put those on the, when I put the page together, I'll make sure I put those on there so people can follow y'all and tag y'all and all that good stuff. All right. So season 4. Oh my gosh. It started. Let's talk about it. I was so excited. I was watching. Oh, wait a minute. I don't have my popcorn with my hot sauce.
You're fired.
I ate it earlier today. So season 4, episode 1 kicks off, and they're showing this scene, and it kind of looked like a post-apocalyptic world, which is so fitting for what we're dealing with right now. And it was all these different booths and the stage and the city, and everything was under the dark. It looked like it was like a little bit after dusk, but everything was shut down. And you hear the voiceover, and the very first words that Issa says are, who remembers?
I don't fuck with Molly like that, man.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yep.
That's what it. She said. My that's blood ran cold. Said. My blood ran cold.
Like, what?
I'm like, what? Excuse me?
I was like, you know what? It's actually about time, though. Ooh. It's like.
Like, finally.
I mean, but I'm sure we'll get into that later about how people outgrow other people, but whatever.
Very true. Okay. Very true.
Yeah, so my first thought was like, oh my goodness. I could not believe the show was starting off on that.
Right.
And then they take us to 4 months before the
block party.
Block party. 4 months before the block party. So we get a chance to see Issa. Well, actually, the very first thing that we run into is Rose Cranberry and our favorite.
The new TV show.
A TV show within a TV show.
Yes.
Looking for LaToya. Oh, it looked good. I would watch it.
I was like, what is this? What is that one? Unsolved Mysteries?
Yes. It felt like it was going to be on Snap, Unsolved Mysteries.
I hate
Unsolved. Like, I need you to tell me who did it. So I'll watch that. That looked good. Okay, so
it looked like For My Man, I Will.
Oh my goodness, For My Man.
That's another true crime TV series.
Crime TV series. Yeah, so it started off with Self Care Sunday, and then Molly showed up in her Fashion Nova two piece. She showed up in the leopard print Fashion Nova two piece. Ready to do some yoga at the house. They were also enjoying some LA's finest. Yeah. I was a little bit surprised at that.
A little herbal essence.
I said, oh my goodness, they are just enjoying themselves.
Getting loose before you stretch a little bit, you know?
I don't know. But tomorrow is 420, so maybe I'll find out.
Oh no.
I'm just kidding. I live in Ohio. So, yeah, in LA, maybe people in LA are having a great 420 is tomorrow. I mean, if you live in LA or in what's it called? Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yep.
Have a good day, y'all. Happy Independence Day to y'all.
I can't.
420, baby. So they are doing some yoga, which I think that we all should be doing some yoga. Okay, during this time. Has anybody else been doing some yoga?
No.
I do think that self-care is important right now during this whole pandemic.
Yeah.
I'm just making it to the door and back to my car.
Come on.
Running out of breath. Baby steps.
Baby steps, yeah. I did some yoga the other day. I did a 10-minute video with yoga with Adrienne. She this lady, and we was doing some stretches. Like, whoo, whoo. You got to, like, bend over real fast. I was doing some yoga. I tried it.
I do want to do that. I still have to do the dance video that you have bought.
If you don't do that dance video that I bought, because, I mean, I'm spending $20 a month on it.
Oh.
That's a lot for a dance.
Well, oh no, but it's like it's live. She's live every day.
Go ahead and send me that feed. I'll do it.
Thank you. I want it. Anybody else want the feed? Oh wait, we can't be saying that. Well, we ain't say what feed it was, so it's whatever. But I talk to you after.
I can't.
Business fitness with Jessica, honey.
Listen, she's little and petite, but she be getting it, and I'm like, that's the whole reason. Well, that's totally off topic, but I'm just saying, like, I appreciate Molly and them for doing some self-care. Okay. You know, I feel like self-care, especially, like, it's very LA, like Black girls doing yoga, like that's very LA, but I don't.
What's your favorite form of self-care, Erinette?
It would be actually going to the gym. Like, that's my self-care. That's my release.
She do be at the gym.
If it's a treadmill, a stair climber, a work class, it's the gym.
Lynette, what's your self-care?
A mani-pedi.
Oh, yeah, you do. She do keep her hands nice.
And I love a good massage.
Okay. Tiff, what you do?
I take a CBD oil any day. Okay.
I like Korean day spas.
That's a whole day event. Okay.
It is. It's like I like a Korean day spa, but I think I need to find something that is a little bit more everyday friendly, you know?
Okay. Let me think. For me, I think my new thing is probably playing with my hamster. I love to pet my hamster. Oh, nobody like that? Oh.
She has a real hamster, folks. Listening. She's not talking about, you know, anything like weird. She has an actual hamster that she owns and talks to and feeds potato chips to. So
it's a therapy hamster, and he can have one potato chip a day. He is fine. He can have one potato chip a day. Yeah, he take care of himself.
I can't.
Okay, so they were getting their self-care on, and at that point Issa is talking about these good vibes. So her focus is, you know, maintaining these good vibes. And from there, we go into, we get to talk to Condola. Is that right? Is that next?
Yes, Condola. Mm-hmm. I want to, what do that name mean?
Oh, look it up for us.
I thought it was, I don't know, for some reason, I was thinking about Nelson Mandela when I heard that name.
I think his wife's name was
Condola? Condoleezza? Wait a minute. Why y'all laughing?
It's cuz
something. Her name is Winnie Mandela.
Condola Rashad.
Condoleezza, yes.
That's Felicia Rashad's daughter.
Uh-huh.
I was about to say, I feel like that's where I heard that name before. Condola Rashad. Okay, Felicia Rashad. But her daughter's been on everything. But
So she meets with Condola, and they're talking about the business. They're talking about the business plan, and they're you know what's going next for Issa. And it was a good meeting. And she even asked her about
meeting.
Yeah, I mean, Issa, yeah. It looks like this block party is about to happen.
They got on one accord.
Sponsors, yes, yeah. And then the next scene, we get to see Molly bowling with her
ooh,
bae.
Yes.
With Asian bae.
I loved Molly's outfit in this one.
Yeah.
All that little piece of lingerie
like
she had.
Yeah.
With the jeans. With the high-waisted jeans. Yeah.
Oh, y'all was feeling that.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I was like, let me get outside.
Soft and rustic together.
Yes.
Yes. The jeans and the little top. I was like, oh, cute. And then he cut his hair.
I like that he cut his hair because he doesn't look like a Dothraki. So.
Right. Like he's about to just cut out and cover. Never mind.
From Game of Thrones.
Oh my goodness. Don't you?
I can't.
Okay.
Came with the Game of Thrones reference.
Because he was looking like one of the last earthbenders.
Okay.
I'm so glad he cut it off.
See, I don't mind a man bun. I don't mind a man bun.
At all.
It was too much. Like when he was sitting on a couch playing a video game, I was like, is that whose daughter is that? Without no shirt on.
You didn't like it.
I didn't like it.
See, there's preferences in this world. Some people like long hair, you know?
Yeah.
Some like it hot.
Some like it hot. So they shared a little smooch. And then that took us right into a very important scene. Issa introduces us to
that's TSA important. Back. TSA. That was important. More like awkward.
Huh? I was shocked because I was like, oh, you know, big dudes now. Like, it ain't nothing wrong with it, but I was just like, okay.
It was a little off-putting, I have to say. I wasn't prepared. Like, I had to, like, prepare my mind for that. It didn't matter what of their sizes were. It was just, I mean, throughout the whole entire show, it was just, like, sex scenes on deck, for real. Like,
yeah.
And I was just like, hold on, let me just wheel us in slowly here, people. Don't just
listen.
Give us a full enchilada on the first day.
I felt the same way. I was like, dang. But I had no problem with him being plus sized.
Yeah.
I just didn't expect it because, you know, Issa, I feel like she's a, it showed a lot about Issa's character that she didn't care about size. Because somebody like Molly, she would never, honey. Like, it's she would even be willing to date outside her race before she dated a fat black dude. That's the type that I feel like she is. But Issa,
well, yeah, think about it. Molly didn't like, because remember homeboy from the law firm, he was a little thick, but he was real handsome. But that wasn't her type.
That's right, Lil Rail.
Yeah.
She was just desperate and out of her mind at that time. She was just like, whatever, I'm gonna just ride this one time for the one time, I guess. Like, but yeah.
But I think it was kind of unexpected because that scene, you just see her and she holding on to the bed rail, then it scroll, and then it like goes back,
like,
and
he's like,
oh, okay, all right, get it then.
And I feel like they were very adventurous in their directing because it's like, with this big dude, y'all showed all the in between his legs, and it's like, you
showed his butt clapping in the mirror
real close in person.
Clapping in the mirror, I was like, whoa, okay. All right.
And it's like, I'm not sure what type of loincloths or whatever coverings y'all are using, because, I mean, grief, y'all were up in it, like, every angle. Like, yeah, it's like, I even read a post online from a girl that just said there was a lot of, there. She was like, I'll say it, there was too much sex in this episode. And
I agree.
And I was just like, between just Condola and Jay Ellis' character, Lawrence, just between Condola and Lawrence, I was like, dang, they was all over that one spot. They had about 3-4 positions in the one place.
Right.
Then they got another 2 positions at the end. And then it's like, then you had Issa getting every position with this with Chunkalicious. And it's like, and I'm like, dang, like,
But you know, you know what I'm hearing? I'm hearing the people that got a lot. Wait, what'd you say?
I just really think they needed to really focus on setting the plot of what's about to happen for the season. That should have been more of a focus than all of that extra stuff. That come later on.
See, I think everybody who got a lot to say is a bunch of haters because
it was soft porn, okay? It was soft porn that day.
You know that there was people out there that wanted to see it, okay? But no. I didn't like it a lot. I liked it a little. I didn't like it a lot. So, okay, TSA.
I will say with the scene with Lawrence at baby shower, that was what she was seeing in her head. So that was something from Issa that, you know, she was like, okay, so this is what they're doing. So I think that is just, I don't take that as like a real sex scene, but I was like, okay, Issa is out here tripping, you know, like she was like, can I still work with her if she's with my ex?
Right.
So.
And let's get there because the next scene, Issa is at Condola's office and Tiffany appears and Tiffany is there to talk to Condola. And while she's there, she ends up, everybody kind of puts the pieces together that Issa's ex is Condola's present boyfriend. So all those pieces kind of got put together when Tiffany came to visit, and they figured out that they met at the baby shower, and that was kind of how all of that fell into place. And you could see Issa was like, wait a minute, it wasn't that many dudes at the baby shower.
Right,
you know,
right.
She was like, so wait.
She was like, it wasn't Trout.
right. She was like, was it? Because she didn't want to guess Lawrence. She didn't want to be like, was it Lawrence? Yeah, and then
that was painful.
That was painful.
I still think that they should be together. Like, I don't know. Hold on to hope, but
who should be together?
Lawrence and Issa. Like, I don't like him being with another person.
Really?
It's never going to happen. And if they do, then the show is over. Like, the day that Issa and Lawrence.
But we as an audience have never seen Issa and Lawrence in a good place. So if they gave that to us, I think that people might enjoy it.
You know, I feel like they did it when they did that, like what it could have been. That messed me up too.
That messed me up too. But as I'm watching it, I'm like, I'm okay with them not being together. I'm ready for him to move on, and I'm ready for her to most definitely move on and find something else. And I hope it ain't Light Eyes.
So. Who's Light Eyes?
Dulce.
Dulce.
Quick. Yes, Ghost Bay. Yes.
What is his name?
My mom is in love with him now. Because he was on Walmart channel on the movie. So like, this guy on this show, I don't know. She's just not the cutest, but he's just nice.
Nathan.
And then I saw him, I was like, he's on our show.
Nathan, yeah.
I can't expect my mother to even know what Insecure is. And even recommended to her because she could only do light cursing in the movie or anything. She can't do heavy cursing.
They do some heavy cussing. They do heavy cussing.
And some serious scenes, so.
Yeah,
that wouldn't have worked for her.
Ooh, so
like him on Hallmark, mom. Like him on Hallmark.
Love him in this space.
Right, so that's it.
As soon as Issa found out, she did call Molly right away, and Molly didn't pick up. And I think that's important because what happened in the future, I think that Molly kind of felt slighted that she wasn't the first person to find out. But
she could have been.
She was definitely the first person she called. And right after that is when Issa has this fantasy in her head where, like, as Aaronette was talking about, of this full-on, freaky-deaky, what happened, Condola and Lawrence at the baby shower just doing it. Just putting in work. And they was on the baby shower table, Yeah.
The curtains.
If anybody wanna send baby shower gifts, we're gonna have a link for my girl, okay? We're gonna send some baby shower gifts.
Yes, for Erin. I saw that it's gift. Side note, is the baby shower the 17th online?
Yeah.
Is that what I saw? Okay.
Oh, we invite everybody. We're inviting everybody that's listening.
It's on Facebook Live. Yes, absolutely. Okay, if you want to send gifts, we'll get a P.O. box set up. And don't be acting funny about the gifts.
No, they can just send money to the Venmo. Venmo or Cash App.
Venmo, Cash App.
Okay, I got you. We're going to have you. I'm going to put your Venmo Cash App in there for baby shower gifts. We're going to see what we get. We'll see if somebody give you a dollar or two.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So at this point, we go back and we see Molly in the car with her new bae. And he tells her that she asks, are we going to meet up on Friday night? And he says, I can't do Friday. And she's like, why? Oh, you got a date? And he was like, yeah, I got a date. And she was high key offended. Blew up her
spizzazz. Yeah.
Why do you think she was so upset?
Because she thought that was exclusive. I think she thought that. I don't know what's going on, or we haven't seen much of what was going on outside of the bowling date, but I guess it's to assume that they've been hanging out hardcore.
Yes. Yep. And that she feels as though, okay, you my main, so I'm not talking to anybody. But the thing of it is that she's assuming. So she never talked about it.
She does that a lot, doesn't she?
She does.
Like, she assumes everybody knows what she wants and then gets upset when they don't.
Mm-hmm.
You never communicate. That, you suck at it.
Ooh. It's like, and your job is a lawyer and you do a lot of communicating for money, but not in your regular life, huh?
Right.
But she was very offended. And I was like, dang. For a minute, I was almost offended for her. But then I was like, well, if y'all ain't set, no, you've been like dragging your feet, like in that relationship. We saw her dragging her feet before about not really knowing how to get serious with this dude.
Right, but the thing about it,
in this last season, she was acting like iffy, like should I not?
Mm-hmm. Right,
remember that?
But she also kind of like tossed him to the side when they went out for drinks that one time, and he told her like, "Oh, a married man led you on," and she was offended by that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it was like,
sure was.
So it's like,
she didn't like hearing the truth.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, what made you think that? After all of that, we would be exclusive. You know what I'm saying?
That's her. That's her, though. She definitely makes assumptions.
Yeah.
But like I said, too, we only seen the bowling alley scene. We don't know how much they've been hanging out.
That's true. Yeah. So we finally get to this. Block party. What would you call this? The block party pre-party?
No, this is a donor party. So she's trying to get. So this is trying to get the donors, trying to get donors to sponsor her for the block party to happen. So she's trying to raise money and get brands behind her or companies behind her to be able to put the block party on. So that's what this is. She's trying to, it's pretty much a fundraiser.
Okay. So this block party fundraiser event is bartended. All her friends are taking part. You know, she got
Kelly at the bar and she is, that's me all the way. What you want? You want some vodka? You're going to get.
She's going to give them the whole bottle.
Yes.
I can't.
Because you get a little light. This was last all night. Thank you.
But she was right, though. The more you libate, the more you will donate. She was right.
I can't.
She was right.
But you know what? She was down. She was being a good friend. She was like, I got a job. She was there on time, unlike Molly. And then she was also willing to give up the booty for that big donor. Right. I was like, that's real friends.
That's real friends. That's real friends. And you know what? I was thinking, you know, so he indecent proposal her $5,000 for the event. And should she do it? And I said, yes. I would get that money for my friend. I would do it for my friend, you know?
So since we're here, since we're here at the party for the pre-donor party, can we please talk about the fact that Molly had mad attitude when she gave her shout out?
When she gave Condola shout out.
She was jealous, honey. Jealous again.
So Molly gets up there, grabs the mic, and she's thanking everybody, you know, and she thanks Condola. And Molly gets really upset. But I think I thought the reason she got upset was because of the fact that Issa had talked about, because somebody leaned over and told her about Lawrence and how she was dating Lawrence. That's when I thought Molly got upset. What do you think she got upset about?
She got upset because her tale was not recognized. But you ain't gonna get recognized if you haven't done anything. You can't even answer your phone call. So what do you think you're gonna get recognized for, being a friend?
Yeah, that's what she thought.
I think that it was a combination of both. That's I didn't
realize that though until Kelvin just brought that up.
Me neither.
I was with Lynette on the same thing. Like, oh, she don't get mad because she gave Condola a shout out, but not her. And that's where my head was. But I didn't realize that. So I can see where it can play, you know, they can play it off of that, though, too. So
Yeah. It's like, especially if Issa knew and Issa didn't tell her that she knew about this girl, Condola. Because I feel like Issa would have told her, nah, you got to drop her now. Like, or Molly would have told Issa to drop Condola as soon as she found out. Like,
okay, time out.
Yeah.
So, skip the part. So, Condola went to Lawrence and was like, so, I'm working with your ex. And Lawrence was like, don't bail on her now. So Lawrence actually gave the okay for Condola to continue working with her also. Yeah. They, you know, nothing happened, but she was like, I guess she took that as consideration that, okay, if he's saying, he was like, she crazy, but she ain't crazy, crazy. So
nailed it.
But he was like, don't bail on her now. So for her to be able to be semi-secure, because I want to say she was insecure when she found that out. Yes. But after speaking with Lawrence, she was like, okay, she probably found a good friend to be able to continue to work with. It did get hella awkward. That's what this episode should have been called. Hella awkward.
I could be Condola or I could be Issa. I don't think I would have a problem being either of them.
I know you wouldn't, because you can function in an environment that is hella awkward.
Hella chaotic too.
Like, you can function in that type of environment and be halfway okay. We've been there before. I mean,
I invited all my exes to a party because I wanted to see how it was. I wanted to
know that was weird and ignorant all at the same time.
You liked it. Everybody that came had a good time. It was a fun party.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. An ex and his new girlfriend. Like, what? Like, it wasn't like you were friends with her before.
No, I didn't.
You invited him. Mm-hmm. And let him bring her.
Right.
And I'm looking like, am I supposed to fight somebody? Because, you know, I start swinging. And it's like, because I swing on him for bringing her. Then I swing on her for showing up. And it's like,
Tiff always trying to fight.
She violent.
Only but for the people I love. Like.
But what about you? What about you, Lynette? Could you be friends with your... Whatever. Could you be Issa or could you be Condola? Could you be either one?
Nope. Well, it all depends on the relationship. Now, because of them and the depth of their relationship, they were together for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'd be able to do it.
Mm.
Internet. Even though I'm not with them, I've moved on. It still would be awkward for me. It'd be uncomfortable for me. I can think of a relationship I had in high school, in college, and we aren't even friends on Facebook. And we were together for like 3.5 years.
Oh my.
And when we first saw each other, like I think I saw him last year for the first time since I graduated from high college in 2004. No, so 2006 was the last time I actually talked to him.
So the love was gone?
It was just like, Dad, what was I thinking? But at the same time, really, this is weird. Like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if I could. I would say, for me, because they met with each other before they knew who was who. Mm-hmm. I think I would stick around until everything was done and then be like, thank you, have a good one. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Because it's like we already deep in it. So it ain't no point deep in me trying to find somebody else at this point. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to keep it cordial. I'm going to keep it peaceful, keep it business and keep it moving.
Tiff, could you be friends with her?
If we were friends before I found out they were together, then I would be willing to try and be friends with her. But then I would also be willing to give that friendship up because it would also be weird for her too, you know?
Mm-hmm. I feel that. So and that's also the scene where we see Lawrence with popcorn and hot sauce, which I would like everyone to know that I did try, and it is a fine snack. Just letting you know.
What kind of popcorn you use? Just regular butter?
Butter popcorn, and okay. A small bag, and I burned it a little bit, so it probably would have been even better if I hadn't eaten half a bag of burned popcorn.
How you burn popcorn?
Because it's four minutes, and I put it was like a little bag, and it pretty much was just all burned.
Yeah, a little bag is no more than like 2 minutes and 10 seconds. Like even a baby knows that.
Oh,
even little baby Liam knows that. I mean,
okay, I was just about to say 2 minutes at best.
Oh, Liam knows better than me. Whatever.
You were asking for it to be Cajun style.
Just Cajun style. Okay, so back to the party.
Yes.
We're at the point now where, you know, they're at this party. Issa is making some mistakes. She's going around telling every single person that she comes in contact with something different. So if the person wants the party to be about social justice, she tell them it's social justice. Somebody else is like, this is for brand building. She's like, yeah, it's for brand building. You know, and then finally she gets to the point where one of her neighbors, who I would love to play on the show, the neighbor that was trying to hit on her brother, gets up there, grabs the mic, and gets all crazy. And at that point is when Issa gets up to give her this big speech.
She offered an after party.
Right.
Like, anybody want to come to the after party?
Every after party I've ever been to has been fully lit. Let me tell you. Every after party I've ever been to has been lit. Okay? So... I would have been at that after party. That's all I'm saying.
You would, because that's the type of person you are. You're like, ooh, a mess? Oh, yeah, let me go straight towards that. Yes.
Oh, it's a mess? Woo! Like, I push the people out of the way to get to that after party. I'm like, yeah. Yeah. So at this point, Issa goes off her card. She puts her cards down, and she speaks from the heart about what this event is going to be. And pretty much she says the event is going to be about bringing culture back to the community in the face of gentrification and making sure that people are getting a chance to have the arts in their own backyard. You know, so she speaks from the heart. And the people all kind of felt that that was what was up. And it sounds like she got the sponsor she was looking for. At this point, the party ends. The lights go dark. And the last person left is Molly. This was a very pivotal moment for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have Molly left. She told her dude to take an Uber home. I didn't like that. That offended me.
Like, she let him take an Uber home. He offered. She was like, okay. Ugh.
I didn't like that.
But she's still in her feelings, so.
Heavy.
You know, that was, yeah. So she was like, she didn't care either way. She didn't want him there anymore, to be honest, because she was kind of distant when they got there. Because after he told her, because they were on their way to this mixer mm-hmm. when he mm-hmm. told her that. So she was distant from jump.
Yeah.
So she didn't care. Go ahead. Take an Uber.
Yeah.
I'll call you.
I mean, like, she didn't have to be, like, it wasn't just even in your feelings anymore. Mm-hmm. It was like you were completely willing to sacrifice whatever you had invested in already because you didn't have clarity. It's like, yo, if you were really this in your feelings about him, then you should have said something. It's like you should have asked up front, are we seeing other people? It's like, or you should have asked sooner than you got your little heart broke. It's like, because this is the second time you'd have messed up. It's like the first time you messed around with a dude who had a wife and you knew it. And it's like, but that was your fault because you felt like you could handle that. And then the next time you messed around with this dude who was willing to treat you so good, but once you, like, all she had to do was say, okay, how about from now on, why don't we start being exclusive? Or what do we need to do to start being exclusive instead of throwing a fit and, like, giving him the boot? Because I feel like he would have been like, yeah, you want to be exclusive? We could be exclusive. That's her fault. That's on you, boo-boo. That's on you, boo-boo.
It's almost as if they were playing she was playing the game. Like, don't get mad if you don't win the game.
Ooh.
Right.
And I saw another, you know, these little memes and stuff online. I love reading the comments because people will give you insight. And one of the things it says, this girl said, you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. So it's like.
Yes. I saw that too. No.
Period, Pooh. Period.
I was gone. I was like, wow. It's like you tried it. It's like you thought you could play the game, which was stupid on your part, knowing that you can't play, and you won the stupid prize, got your heart broke. Now what?
And you know what? We know I think that he may have definitely said, I can skip this. If she would have been honest and was like, hey, I think this is what I want. You know, I want us to be exclusive and just communicate with him. I think in that moment, he almost was baiting her to say it. She didn't catch the bait.
Oh, in the car?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. In the car.
Yeah. I can totally see
cause
that.
Because he's one of those people that would test the water before he actually jump in.
Yeah.
And because of how they started in their relationship last season, I think he's just hesitant to do it because she was so iffy then.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to make sure that if he puts all his cards on there, that they're not going to get wasted away by this chick who's indecisive.
Right.
She didn't take the bait. She should have took the bait.
But Tiff said it so well earlier. She's a lawyer and she gets paid to talk to people, but she can't talk to whom she's dating about how she's feeling.
But think about it too. Even as a lawyer, you're a performer. You have to put on a performance. You almost have to be not yourself in order to win the case. Because you sometimes have a case where you are 100% knowing that person is guilty, but you have to prove them innocent in the court of law. So that means you got to put on a show and actually put away how you feel aside. And so now she's having to face her actual feelings, and she don't know how to perform this act.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay. All right.
Call her.
Ooh.
Call for Molly. Okay.
I'm not quite a fan of Molly, only because she is so self-absorbed. Like, all she cares about is herself.
And it shows through and through. And then she'll put on this facade like she's a really good person because she'll throw a couple dollars at you. No, I need more than that. I need you to answer my phone calls. I need you to listen to me when I have problems like I listen to you.
Right.
You know, it has to be equal. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And don't turn it into, because I noticed how she would talk about, they would have a conversation. And you can say that at a point, I know I've done it, where you're talking to a friend and they're telling you whether it's good news or whether it's bad, but you tend to turn it into something about you. Mm. You know, like this is something I've been through. So sometimes it just happens. But and that's where you gotta like really transition. And like you said, listen. She don't listen.
Mm.
So.
Nah, she be on the struggle bus.
Driving the struggle bus.
Right.
So at this point in the party, we're about to go back on Molly, y'all. Get ready. Because she, you know, confronts Issa about Condola. And I think that this is the first time that they have this conversation, and you can tell. And I think that this is about friendship. And sometimes I don't want you to tell me how wrong I am. Oof. Sometimes, you know, because Molly called her out. She was like, you know, sometimes I think you like all this messiness. Yeah. You know? And I don't see it as messy. I see it as a really awkward situation. Messy almost insinuates that you did this to yourself. Whereas I feel like this just happened to her. Like that was very much happenstance, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that conversation was just brutally honest. Yeah. And I feel like it may not have been the right place to be that honest. Mm-hmm. It's like, yo, we just finished an event and you want to be this honest right here? Mm-hmm. And it's like, but I feel like Molly was once again in her feelings because she had just had such an honest moment with old dude. And it's like, so she was just like, you know what? I am done right now. I'm heartbroken. I'm going to say whatever the hell I got to say. Mm-hmm. And even though there's a splash of truth in what she said, time and place, it just wasn't. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't it.
But I don't like how I don't know if it was a time or not, but I feel like it's like the pot calling the kettle black. Like you talking about messiness, but wouldn't you just mess up with a married man? Mm. So that's one thing. It's like, how can you go in on somebody when what you do, you ain't got no friends at work.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now, you still have issues at your new law firm that's all black. Mm-hmm. So it's like, so how you gonna call me messy? You telling me my life is messy? No, bruh. So I think I want to say right there is probably when she was like, okay, thank you for helping me clean up, but this is probably gonna be the last time I talk to you.
Okay.
Yikes.
So
wait, you saying that Issa should have been done with Molly?
That first episode was how you saw their relationship kind of disintegrate.
Okay.
Or like gradually, like we just don't talk no more, you know?
Yeah. It's definitely because the beginning
Because if you notice, like at the very end, I think it was like one scene where they were taking the trash out. Molly was taking the trash out. And it was just like, it was an awkward moment. It wasn't like, thanks, girl. It was like,
it's like, you coming in, you coming out, you got it.
Right. So it wasn't.
Yeah.
So I think that right there, this was like the beginning of how they showed us, like, this is why she don't mess with her no more.
Okay.
I feel like they did build some things. Like, I feel like they set us up with that. But to the same point that Lynette was making earlier, I do feel like they could have spent more time on the story. Mm. It's like they could have put more time into the stories and what the season is going to look like. Because that didn't show me what the season is going to look like. That just showed me the first episode. You know what I mean? Like,
okay. Well, so the next scene is they go, he goes, Condola goes to Lawrence's house, and then she gives him some good old reverse cowgirl, you know. Okay, so then she was side saddle, and I was like, all right, girl, look at you, look at you. And at that point, somebody said that's called Condola, what they call it, Condola Coochie, when you just go to somebody's house and in a desperate attempt to find some sense of self-worth, you throw the coochie at a dude. I guess I was like, and I didn't see it like that. I just saw her as having, like, you know, she liked Lawrence. I don't, and yes. I don't know. And they didn't really make it clear if that was like the first time that her and Lawrence ever knocked them boots. They didn't make that clear.
I think it was the first time that they did in desperation. She was like, listen, it's like, now that she knew about Issa, she was like, no, this is going to look a lot different now. Oh. She's like, let me show you what it's going to look like.
But it was right after, so she went over there after the event. So I'm thinking, she's like, okay, maybe it was a success. You know what I'm saying? Her and Issa are cool, so she can be okay with her relationship with Lawrence. So, and this was like, okay, I'm gonna give you some. I don't know. I'm just talking.
it looked like she was trying, you know, because I was, yeah, she was trying, you know. I was like, go girl, get it now, you know. But I do think that this is what the season's gonna look like. They showed you everything. And I know that when we end this season, tell me I'm wrong, but we only got 8 episodes, y'all. We don't got
10. It's 10 episodes this season. It's 10.
No, I thought it was 8.
I heard it was 8. We got to look, have to do some research.
Yeah. All right, I heard let's it was 8.
Okay, because, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying overall, we already got one little snap. That's what they're giving you. I think they're telling you these are the relationships to follow. And you know, the Insecure loves to throw twists. They're not telling you anything. They're going to just, at one episode, there's going to be some new dudes. You know, that's how they roll, you know? So, are you looking up how many episodes?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, real quick.
Yes.
Let me ask y'all this. How would y'all feel if you talking to Condola and, you know, Tiffany comes in and just says, so yeah, you dating, you know, she knew about it, but she didn't say anything. Like, Tiffany knew about
Tiffany's that dude. Tiffany's that dude. She's like, everybody always knows how she is. She like, way shady all the time.
All the time.
Like,
painfully sometimes.
Like, yeah. I would have been.
She likes to blow up people's spots.
And I think she walked in that, granted we backtracking a little bit, but still, my question is like, what are the feelings toward Tiffany knowing that she knew that Condola and Lawrence was even dating? They ain't necessarily got to be doing nothing, but she knew that they were seeing each other and didn't tell Issa.
She did.
And then my question is how close are her and Issa for real?
Issa and them, they even told us her, she's not, I don't know how close they have gotten, you know, since the whole Coachella thing, but, you know, they say her, Kelly and Tiffany are closer than Issa and those two. Like, Molly and them are better friends than, you know. So, yeah, I was just, that kind of just upset me, because I was like, ooh. How you gonna walk in, drop these donuts off, and leave? Come here. I don't care if you is pregnant.
Right.
Come here.
I agree. But like, she could have told her. I feel like she probably could have dropped that jewel a long time ago.
Right.
Before most that definitely. Time. Especially if she knew that they were working together. It's not like it was a secret.
Right. Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
She was being shady.
She was being shady.
As usual. As usual.
Yeah.
Classic Tiffany move.
Yeah. And I mean, can you be surprised with Tiffany being shady?
Nope.
It's like, no. And it's like, and I know that, like, we had that conversation about the baby shower and her not telling them that her other friends were throwing one or whatever. But yeah, I don't know. Tiffany is just a interesting character, man. Because I feel like everybody's got one of those in their life where they're like, what the hell is really going on with them? Mm-hmm. Like,
ooh, I think everybody got like a Molly, a Issa, and a Kelly.
Oh, for
we
sure.
We all know them.
Okay, it's four of us. So y'all, well, each of us.
But you already know.
Wait a minute. It's four of us. So wait, what are we trying to say here?
None of us are Tiffany's.
None of us are Tiffany.
That's a fact.
Tiffany to what? Tiffany.
She is not. No, she is not.
All right. Tiff, did you see how many episodes is it?
10.
Is okay. It 10? Okay.
It is 10. We get an extra 2 this season.
Yeah, yeah.
I appreciate it because right. They be shady on that 8.
Oh, yeah. 8 is too short.
Remember, was it like 30 minutes of episode?
Yeah. It was something like painful. I was like, is that it?
Right. Well, they're giving us 40 minutes. They're giving us 40 minutes. So they're giving us a little extra.
Ew.
Any final words about what's to come? Any predictions? Anything you hope you see coming up? Anything?
Where's Ghost Like?
Ghost Like coming back, maybe. Okay.
Oh, I could definitely see him being back. I could see her being confronted with a lot of ghosts of her own past, you know? Ghost Like and Daniel. I could see some people coming back for it.
So we're looking for some old people to make a comeback, and then we... Okay, well, I know this upcoming episode, I saw a lot of costumes. I think this might be a Halloween episode, which I live for a Halloween episode. So I'm very excited. And next week, when we do the podcast, I need everybody to come in costume. Okay, make sure that happens. Okay, that's a no from here. Okay, so okay. Anybody else?
I may wear some headgear.
You might. Okay, she might wear some ears. Okay, okay. Anybody else? That's.
Okay, I'll put on some headgear.
Okay, we're gonna have some costumes. Okay, we'll do a costume parade. We'll show those pictures on the Instagram page, because that's all I got right
okay.
now.
Okay.
All right. So thank you guys for joining, and I thank you guys for being a part of the Meanwhile. Thank y'all.
Yes, right. Thanks for having us.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.